We need a little man, Tommy. Sorry. This is Dylan Squadra. Is that him? The crew. Our next guy plays for travel baseball team, and this year he threw a perfect game, so I expect great things from him. This is Henry. Strike. This is Mason. Lefty. Strike. Hi, folks. This is Korea. Panics, we need balls. Like five of them. Well, here, get over here. Get in place. Make sure your place is. It's Rita's Vegan Treats. She makes marvelous cupcakes without the devil nonsense. Cookies, the whole nine yards. This is Korean. You can hear her laugh wherever you're sitting. Stick to cupcakes, Korea. You should throw anything. Commissioner Cunningham, thank you. She's representing New York State Office of Division Services and Sports. Commissioner Cunningham is a four-time All-Big Ten honoree that helped lead the Wildcats to their fourth consecutive Big League Championship in 1987 as the conference freshman of the year. She led that season with a .038 ERA, something that still ranks her today. That means she can absolutely throw. Commissioner, you are the only one. I can throw overhand. I want to see you knock it back to the blue jersey. Representing Mosquito Joe, Kaden, Mosquito Joe is in the left arm today. Go check out the table at the front gate. And up last, it's our Santa. Whenever we do Christmas in July, he is here for our Christmas. And let's have a nice hand for Santa. Fans, if you own a white Ford license plate, it's a white Ford Escape license plate ECP 1921. That's a white Ford Escape ECP 1921. Your alarm is going off.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. And the final game of this six-game series between your Brooklyn Cyclones. 16-7 in the second half, 44-44 overall. Taking on the Hudson Valley Renegades, 11-12 in the second half, and 50-39. Overall. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 2:05 scheduled first pitch this afternoon. Brooklyn trying to secure a series victory with a win today. Brooklyn has already earned, at the very least, a series split. Now trying to take 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley for the third time in 3 series this year. Drew Thorpe was the man who stole the show for Hudson Valley last night. Thorpe, a career-high 13 strikeouts over 8 two-hit shutout innings. The 13 strikeouts breaking Thorpe's previous career high and previous franchise single game record. In addition to that, also set Hudson Valley's single season strikeout record last night. Also earned his franchise record tying 10th win of the campaign. He's tied for the South Atlantic League lead in that category. Yoander Suarez pitched very well yesterday for Brooklyn, and for the second straight start against Hudson Valley, threw extremely well, but ended up with nothing to show for it. 6 innings, gave up 3 runs, but tied a season high with 8 strikeouts, just 1 walk in the ballgame on Saturday. Suarez, though, look at his last 3 starts, continuing to get better and better as he continues to recover from Tommy John surgery. Suarez, a 2.65 ERA, 5 walks, 24 strikeouts in his last 3 outings. Walk rate down. And you look at his last 3 starts compared to his first 9. Walk rate down over 7%, and the strikeout rate up 13%. So continued improvement from Yoander Suarez, as Brooklyn fell yesterday by a final of 3-0. Cameron Foster will make his second start of the series for Brooklyn, 4-4, a 4.25 ERA. Foster, a 2.5 ERA since the start of June. That is a span of 6 starts. So Foster will be on the mound for the second time this series for Brooklyn through 7 innings. In a win on a Tuesday night, so do not expect Foster to go much more than 2 innings, as every time a Brooklyn starter has made a second start during a week, they have not gone further than 2 full innings of work. So expect predominantly a bullpen game today. Juan Corella will get the start for Hudson Valley, 2-4. A 3.51 ERA. Corella roughed up a bit in his last start for Hudson Valley, his first out of the All-Star break against Bowling Green last weekend. And he will take the ball for Hudson Valley this afternoon. Do have a roster update for you. Earlier today, Brooklyn announced that Cesar Berbessi had been transferred to Double-A Binghamton. That's a big reason why he departed yesterday's game in the 8th inning. Berbessi in the lineup tonight for Binghamton, batting 9th and playing 2nd base. We'll take a break. When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll get you a look at today's starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees, and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Here on the Cyclones Radio Network, nearing the top of the 2 o'clock hour, waiting for Hudson Valley to take the field. Let's take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez back in the lineup today. He'll lead off and be in center field. William Lugo hits second. He is the shortstop. Stanley Consuegra bats third in right field. Mateo Gil cleans up as the first baseman. Chase Estep bats fifth and plays second base. Drake Osborne behind the plate tonight in the sixth slot. Omar De Los Santos, DH in the 7-hole today. Broke up Drew Thorpe's perfect game bid yesterday. Junior Tillian had off last night. He'll bat eighth and be at third. Rylan Thomas back in the order today. He's the 9-hitter. In left field with the right-hander Cameron Foster on the hill. Starting lineup for Hudson Valley, put together by their manager Sergio Santos. Ben Cowles leads off. He's the second baseman today. Alexander Vargas bats second and is at short. Hitting at third behind the plate, Augustine Ramirez. Rafael Flores, the DH, cleans up. Spencer Henson bats fifth, plays first base after having off last night. Anthony Garcia in the 6-hole playing in left field. Batting at seventh and in center field, Grant Richardson. Aldenny Sanchez will bat eighth and be in right field with Marcos Cabrera at third base, hitting ninth. And the right-hander Juan Corella scheduled to make the start for Hudson Valley. He'll bat ninth, or he'll be the pitcher and take the mound for the Renegades here this afternoon.
We need to pump Beautiful afternoon here in Wappingers Falls. Blue sky up above. No clouds across the horizon here at Heritage Financial Park. Right now, 81 degrees. Real feel at 92 as we currently stand waiting for the Renegades to take the field tonight. But fans, a reminder, got a lot of excitement coming up this week on Coney Island, as especially a week from yesterday, 6 days from now, this giveaway going to be a home run. Make your way to the North Pole at least for one night, Saturday, July 29th. That's when the Cyclones celebrate Christmas in July and everyone's favorite holiday film, Elf. First 1,500 fans in attendance receive a special Beatty the Elf bobblehead and what is sure to be as cool as Santa's workshop. So grab your ugly sweaters and stocking hung by the chimney with care, because we surely hope that you will be there. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley getting ready to wrap up this six-game series. Quite a few games already in progress in the South Atlantic League today. At least two already underway. Top of the fourth, Hickory leading Rome 3-2. Hickory still with the league's best record in the second half. Wilmington trailing Greensboro 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bubba Chandler against Kyle Luckum. Wilmington will come to Coney Island to open up a six-game series on Tuesday night. Winston-Salem hosting Jersey Shore. That gets underway momentarily. Cole Seamus for the dash. Mitch Neuenborn making the start for Jersey Shore. Aberdeen hosting Bowling Green at 2:05. Jared Lyons getting the start for the Ironbirds for Bowling Green. It is Sean Harney. Ironbirds coming into play today a half game behind Brooklyn in the South Atlantic League North in the second half. And at 3 o'clock, Greenville will take on Asheville. Tyler Stewart's college teammate Dalton Rogers will take the mound for the drive. Nick Swanson on the mound for the Tourists. Looking at Major League Baseball, rather, for the Mets affiliates today. Mets are on the road tonight, Sunday Night Baseball, against the Red Sox. Carlos Carrasco against the opener, Brennan Bernardino. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the fourth. They're scoreless against Buffalo Blue Jays affiliate. Tyler McGill making the start at Triple-A tonight, former Cyclone. Double-A Binghamton leading Erie 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Augustine Ruiz, a solo home run, his 11th of the year. Christian Scott, 4 shutout, 2-hit innings. No walks, 6 strikeouts before giving way to Nolan Clenny. Cesar Berbessi 0-1 with a strikeout. Batting ninth, playing second base in his Double-A debut. And Single-A St. Lucie, bottom of the seventh inning. They score 6 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh. They lead the Palm Beach Cardinals 8-3. Jake Reamer, a 2-run home run, is 6th. Javier Atencio made the start. Sam Coonrod, a perfect inning of relief with 1 strikeout as part of a Major League rehab assignment. Take a break. When we come back, we will have first pitch, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Cyclones and Renegades, Yankees and Mets in South Atlantic League Baseball one final time in the regular season from Wappingers Falls. First pitch coming up after these words right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. On the banks of the Hudson River and on the foothills of Bear Mountain, ready for the final game in the regular season here in downstate New York. Juan Corello warming up on the mound for Hudson Valley. This is the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Quick run through. Ramirez, Lugo, Kinsuegra, Gill, Easthupp, and Osborne. De Los Santos, Tillian, and Thomas. The Cyclones at starting nine. Kevin Parada getting a day off in this series finale, as is the Yankees first-round pick from last year, Spencer Jones. Corella, 16th appearance and 15th start, 2-4, a 3.51 ERA, 62 hits in 77 innings, 29 walks, 98 strikeouts. Two strikeouts shy of being the second Renegade to reach the 100-strikeout plateau this year. A 2.20 opponent batting average. Corella took the loss last time out against Bowling Green. That was last Sunday. Six runs all earned on eight hits in 4 2/3 innings. Walked three and struck out five. 95 pitches and 60 strikes. Beautiful sunny day. Maybe a spare cloud or two way off in the distance across the horizon. 81 degrees right now, according to AccuWeather Real Feel at 92. American flag out in right center, currently at a standstill. Alex Ramirez will lead things off. Had one of his hits from Thursday night taken away as of this morning. So hitting at 238, five homers, 38 RBIs. Corella ready, Ramirez ready, and the first pitch of the ball game is a strike at the letters at 93. And we are underway at 210 Eastern time. Ramirez, 1-for-4 with a double yesterday, one of Brooklyn's three base hits, as Ramirez gets jams on the ground, the short, fielded by Vargas, and he'll throw to first for the opening out of the ball game. So one up, one down for Corella this afternoon. Let's take a look at Hudson Valley defensively. Left to right in the outfield, Anthony Garcia, Grant Richardson, and Aldenis Sanchez. Third to first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Alexander Vargas, Ben Cowles, and Spencer Henson, with Augustine Ramirez doing the catching behind the plate, as William Lugo takes inside for ball one. Lugo, 0-for-4 yesterday, hitting at 219, eight homers, 33 RBIs, the 1-0. And Lugo takes a called strike, and it's even at 1-1. Lugo, 2-for-19 in the series, but does have five RBIs. The 1-1, and it hit him. Caught him right above the left hip, underneath the armpit. And Lugo on base as the game's first base runner. And it caught him right, actually, by the 2-6 on the front of that gray uniform. think it caught more of the jersey than it did the body of Lugo. And William relatively unfazed as he jogs down to first. So after Brooklyn was held without a base runner until the sixth yesterday, get their first man aboard in the first this afternoon. Stanley Consuegra steps up to the box. And Corella's first pitch darts low for ball one. Consuegra 0 for 3 last night, hitting at 250, 9 homers, 29 RBIs, 53 games with Brooklyn, 9 for 32, hitting 281 since the All-Star break. Corella from the stretch, 1-0, and Consuegra takes a strike at the letters, and it's even at 1-1. Corella, making his third start of the year against Brooklyn, has suffered the loss in each of his first two. Long pause now, the 1-1. Misses down and away, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And Consuegra had 2 balls and 1 strike. But Corella took the loss here on May the 19th. Gave up only 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits and 5 1/3. A hit, a franchise record, 3 batters, though. He's already hit one today. Oh, 2-1. And Consuegra backs out of the way of a slider that drops in for a strike. And the count evens at 2-2. Last time out, Corella again effective. Quality start on June the 24th. 2 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. Walked 2, struck out 6, but took a defeat that day on Coney Island. The 2-2. And Consuegra, foul tip into the glove of Ramirez for strike 3. Corella got him on the slider. And there is his first strikeout this afternoon. Man at first, 2 out for the first baseman, Mateo Gil. Gil had a 6-game on base streak snapped yesterday. Was 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Hitting 201 in Brooklyn over 56 games. 8 homers, 25 RBIs. And the righty comes home, and Gil early on the slider. They count 0-1. Numbers for Corella, or at least the pitch arsenal for Corella. Fastball, throws a 4-seamer, slider, cutter, changeup. Lugo leads off, first the 0-1. And Gil takes a strike at the knees. And Corella ahead 0-2. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Elliot Melton. Brian Laws on the bases. The set. Now Corella's 0-2, and Gil hits it up the third base line. Barehanded by Chris Newell, flips it on to a fan. And it remains at 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gil 4 for 18 in the series. 3 of his 4 hits have gone for extra bases. Dimensions here in Hudson Valley, 325 down either line and 400 out to the batter's eye in straightaway center. Righty ready. Here comes the 0-2. This is down and away. Tried the changeup. And Gil stays in there with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Corella has had a bumpy month of July, at least to this point. 1-2 to Gil. The slider buried in the dirt. And it evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 5.52 ERA during the month of July. That is his highest in a single month this season, but has been much better in his own ballpark. His ERA at home under 3. The 2-2, and Gil swings and misses at the slider. Strike 3, inning over. Second strikeout for Corella as he works around the one-out hit batter in the first. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of a half an inning, it is Brooklyn nothing and Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cameron Foster on the mound for Brooklyn this afternoon. Quick run through of the Hudson Valley lineup if you missed it on the pregame show. Cals, Vargas, Ramirez, Flores, Henson, Garcia, Richardson, Sanchez, and Cabrera, the starting nine. No Spencer Jones in the lineup today for the Renegades, getting a day off as Cameron Foster gets ready to fire his first pitch. Righty's first toss is a fastball down and away, and the count 1-0. Cals 1-for-3 yesterday, stole a pair of bases, playing at third, hitting at 250, 7 homers, 27 RBIs, and he hits one in the air to left. Back goes Thomas to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. For the second time in as many games this series, Cameron Foster gives up a leadoff home run to start the bottom of the first. Spencer Jones did it on Tuesday night. Ben Cowles does it here on Sunday afternoon. His eighth home run of the year, 28th RBI, gives the Renegades a 1-0 first inning lead. 108.3 off the bat, 418 feet out to straightaway left. And the Renegades strike first on this Sunday. The first pitch to Alexander Vargas fouled back. And the count 0-1. Vargas hitting at 209, 6 homers, 35 RBIs, 0-for-3 yesterday. The righty's 0-1, and Vargas takes high. It's one ball and one strike. Foster making his 16th appearance, 14th start of the year. Came into play today 4-4, a 4.25 ERA, the 1-1. Is a fastball high at 93. It's two balls and one strike. 65 hits allowed in 65 and two-thirds innings. 28 walks, 64 strikeouts. The 2-1, and Vargas popped in the air left side. Lugo back into his right onto the warning track. Squeezes it with two hands, and it pops out of his glove. Actually, that wasn't Lugo. Junior Tillian at third base today. Tillian, with no sunglasses on, had it in his mitt and just couldn't squeeze it. That's the third drop pop-up by Brooklyn in foul ground in their last two defensive innings. They missed two pop flies on the first base side in the bottom of the eighth inning yesterday with Sammy Tavares on the mound. So it's 2-2 on Vargas. We'll see if they give Tillian an error at some point as Foster misses high with a breaking ball, 3-2. Have to imagine they'll apply an error if Vargas finds a way to reach. The payoff, swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Osborne. And Vargas down on strikes for the first out of the home first. 95-mile-an-hour fastball that time from the righty. That paint in the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty and one out for Augustine Ramirez. And that pitch sails outside and low. The count 1-0. Ramirez 0 for 3 yesterday, walked and stole a base. Hitting at 406 in 16 games in the South Atlantic League. Three homers, 11 RBIs. A 1-0 from Foster at the letters. And the count evens at 1-1. Defensively behind Cameron today. Left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. The 1-1, and Ramirez laces it down the right field line, foul. And it's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, J.C. Stepp, and Mateo Gill, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-2 from Foster. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball got away from Osborne all the way to the backstop. Ramirez running to first, low throw. Dug out by the waist of Mateo Gill. Had to play it on a hop. But Osborne completes the strikeout. And there are two out in the opening inning. That Paint in the Corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Rafael Flores coming up 0 for 3 with a walk. Struck out twice yesterday, hitting at 285. And the curveball from Foster drops in for a called strike one. Three homers, 26 RBIs for Flores. The 0-1. And a curveball misses outside. It's even, one ball and one strike. Foster been on a tear since the beginning of June. Last six starts, 2-0, a 2.51 ERA. The 1-1 is a slider over for a strike. And Flores behind 1-2. Just 22 hits, 10 walks in his last 28 and two-thirds innings. 31 strikeouts in that time. Righty deals this in the air right center field and will get down in front of Ramirez for a base hit. So Rafael Flores on with a two-out single. And the Renegades one on and two out for the first baseman, Spencer Henson. Henson had off yesterday, 1 for 5 with a home run in the second inning on Friday. Hitting at 259, 10 homers, 37 runs batted in as Foster fires a snapdragon in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Henson having an outstanding month of July, hitting 324 in 10 games. That's his best month offensively so far. The righty offers, and Henson fouls it down the right field line, out of play. And the count 0-2. One on, two out, bottom of the first. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead on Ben Cowell's eighth homer of the year. The 0-2, fastball runs high. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Henson, ninth round pick of the Yankees in 2019 out of Oral Roberts, who made their way to the College World Series this summer. The 1-2, round ball towards third. Tillian to his left, throw to second for the force. And Flores will be out there to end the inning. But the Renegades take the lead. A run on two hits. They jump in front on the homer to left by Ben Cowles at the end of one. 1-0 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on Network.
Top of the second inning, Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Chase Estep, Drake Osborne, Omar De Los Santos, 5, 6, and 7. Due up for Brooklyn in the second. Juan Corella back to work. And his first pitch ties up Estep inside. And the count 0-1. Estep came on for Berbessi in the eighth inning yesterday. Picked up a base hit in his only at-bat. And he takes low. Count 1-0. Was 2-for-5 in his last start on Friday. Chase at 2-13. Two homers, 25 runs batted in. 3-for-13 in the series. As Corella fires a strike on the outside corner. And the count 1-2. Hudson Valley wearing the Navy alternates today. 1-2, taken low. Evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renegades in white block lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a silver border. The 2-2, and Estep out of play to the left. Remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Navy pinstripe, tome white pants. All the way down to the ankles for Corella. With 2-2 outside. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. White on white. Adidas cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill. With the white interlocking HV logo on the front. With the swooping raccoon tail underneath. The payoff pitch, and Estep rips it in the air to right, but it'll hang up for Sanchez, who moves to his left to make the grab for the first out of the second inning. Estep hit it well, 99 miles an hour, exit velo, but an old-school Adam ball, and the leadoff man sat down. Here comes Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-for-2 with a walk yesterday. Second straight start for him behind the plate. Hitting at a 180 in 39 games. And he takes a knee-high strike. Fastball that time from Corella. It is 0-1. Osborne, 6 homers, 20 RBIs. 0-for-6 in the series. Takes outside 1-1. He's really struggled against the Renegades this year. This is 7th game against them. He is 0-for-20 in 22 plate appearances. The 1-1. Goes fishing for the off-speed. And Corella ahead of ball and 2 strikes. 11 of his 22 plate appearances have ended in strikeouts. The 1-2 to Drake. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slider down. Juan Corella has his 3rd strikeout. 4 straight retired for the righty. And there are 2 out in the second inning. Base is empty for Omar De Los Santos. 1-for-3 yesterday. Making the start in right field. Broke up Drew Thorpe's perfect game bid in the 6th. As De Los Santos takes a called strike. And Corella ahead 0-1. Omar hitting at 208 in 75 games. The 0-1 chased off the outside corner. And Corella ahead 0-2. 4 homers, 26 RBIs for Omar. But has struggled with the strikeouts this year. A strikeout rate over 36%. The slider just misses outside. And the count 1-2. De Los Santos 1-for-7 in the series. Stole his record setting 33rd base on Friday as De Los Santos pulls it on the ground to short. Backhanded by Vargas, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. So Corella has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Sits down Brooklyn in order on 15 pitches through 1.5. 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Cameron Foster back to the mound, bottom of the second inning. Renegades a 1-0 lead. Best of luck to Cesar Berbesi, just heard from, making his double-A debut this afternoon. Anthony Garcia, Grant Richardson, Aldenny Sanchez, 6-7-8. Two up for Hudson Valley in the second. And the first pitch to Anthony Garcia misses the outside corner with a curveball. And Foster behind, 1-0. Garcia, switch hitter, did not play yesterday. On the left-hand side, the 1-0, bouncing ball back to the mound. Fielded, bobbled by Foster, gathers, underhand flip in time. And Garcia retired for the out. Nice job by Foster to hang with it. Jungled the baseball just a tad, but able to gather and flip it calmly on to Gill in plenty of time. So leadoff man retired. Brings up the center fielder, Grant Richardson. Richardson has not played the last 2 days. 1-for-2 on Thursday with a homer. And he takes a strike from Foster, the count 0-1. Richardson hitting .184 in 62 games. 9 homers, 27 RBIs. 2-for-6 in the series. Both hits have gone for extra bases. The righty fires. And Richardson takes a called strike. And Foster ahead 0-2. Brooklyn this afternoon wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN in Old English Navy lettering arched across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a light blue border. The 0-2 at the knees, strike three called. Got him with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. That is Foster's third strikeout. Two out in the bottom of the second. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Aldenny Sanchez, the batter. 1-for-3 last night with a run scored. And he takes outside for ball one. Sanchez hitting at .214, a homer, 27 RBIs. 6.07 OPS, the 1-0. And Sanchez takes a called strike. It's even at 1-1. Navy piping around the collar down the front of that jersey. Gray pants, Foster down to the ankles. Navy piping along the side as Sanchez flare back behind first. Second baseman Ista back into his left. Makes a two-handed running grab on the right field turf. And Cameron Foster has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Hudson Valley retired on 7 pitches through 2. Still 1-0 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third inning, Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 1-0. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Junior Tilley in a leadoff. And he takes a first pitch fastball outside from Corella. And the count 1-0. Tillian head off yesterday. Went 2-for-5 with a double on Friday night. The 1-0. And Tillian bounces it off the plate. Nice backhanded stop on a bare hand by Ryland Thomas. And Brooklyn's on deck circle. Tillian hitting at 268 in 19 games with the Cyclones. Three homers, eight RBIs. As Corella misses down and away. And Tillian ahead, two balls and one strike. Junior 3-for-9 in the series. The righty fires and Tillian pulls it down the left field line. Foul off by the construction zone. And it's even at 2-2. Tillian been on a tear his last 14 games. Hitting 315 in that span, a 936 OPS. Walk rate up 2%, strikeout rate down 7%. The 2-2. On the inside corner, strike three called. Delayed call from Elliot Melton, but Tillian knew it. And Corella has his fourth strikeout. One away in the top of the third. Brings up the nine-hitter Ryland Thomas. 2-for-5 on Friday with a couple of RBIs, including the game tire in the ninth. And he fouls the first pitch off the hands. And the count 0-1. Thomas sitting at 275 in 13 games with the club. A homer, six RBIs. The 0-1 outside and low. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Thomas, six-game hitting streak coming into play today. 8-4 his last 20. The 1-1, Thomas line drive center field, make it a seven-game hitting streak. Dunks it down in front of Richardson. Ryland Thomas has the first hit tonight for Brooklyn. And Brooklyn with one on and one out. Back to the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. Runner takes his leadoff first and goes. Pitch a called strike, throw down by Ramirez, not in time. As the throw down to second couldn't be controlled by Cowles. So Ryland Thomas comes away with a stolen base. That's his first as a Cyclone. Third of the year. And Brooklyn has the tying run in scoring position and one out. Ramirez has struggled throwing out base runners since joining Hudson Valley. The 0-1 Alex, and Ramirez goes fishing for the off-speed, down and away at 78. Comes up empty in the count 0-2. Ramirez has reached an 8 straight game since the All-Star break came to a close. 11 for his last 30, that's a 367 average. 9 for 20 in this series, coming into play this afternoon. The 0-2 from Corella, and Ramirez takes outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, no errors. They have left one. Hudson Valley, a run on two hits, no errors. They have left one as well. Corella's 1-2, and Ramirez swings and misses for strike three. Home run hack from Ramirez on the 1-2 pitch, but could not connect on the slider down and in. And Corella has another strikeout. That's his fifth. And there are two away now in the top of the third. Thomas still at second base for William Lugo. Was hit by a pitch his last time up. First pitch from Corella. It's a slider in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lugo, one of the few players on this Brooklyn team who has performed better at home than on the road this year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball away at 92. It's 0-2. But Maimonides Park historically playing as a pitcher's ballpark. This year, Lugo hitting 257 at home and 195 on the road. The 0-2 pitch, Lugo taps it behind the plate. And he stays alive, no balls and two strikes. Thomas singled, stole second base. He's at second, the 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider tailing away, and Corella strikes out three in the inning, working around Ryland Thomas's one-out single. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of two and a half. Still 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, a little bit different than what we anticipated. Cameron Foster staying out for a third inning of work. Very rarely this year have we seen, actually first time in all this season, we've seen a Brooklyn starter make one start earlier in the week, then come back, start again on Sunday, and pitch past the second inning. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley. Wonder how much of this a result of Foster having his most recent start prior to Tuesday against Hudson Valley. suspended, or rather scratched, because of lower back tightness. Marcos Cabrera to lead off, and he takes down and away for ball one. Cabrera 1-for-5 on Friday, takes inside. And the count now 2-0. Cabrera hitting at 210, 5 homers, 20 RBIs, 648 OPS. A 2-0 fastball low. And Cabrera ahead, 3 balls, no strikes. Cabrera 1-for-8 in the series with a strikeout and just 1-for his last 17. The 2-0. Out of play to the right. Actually now 3 balls and 1 strike on Cabrera. 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley. Cabrera, Cowles, and Vargas. 3-1. Cabrera off the hands into shallow right. Coming on is Consuegra, and he'll make the grab over his left shoulder. One away in the bottom of the third. Cyclones this afternoon, Navy cap, Navy bill, with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Righty's first pitch, and Cal spins out of the way of a first pitch curveball. Missed up and in, 1 ball and no strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. On this Sunday, the 1-0. This is high again. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Top of the 7th in Georgia. Roma and Hickory are tied at 3. As Cowles in the air again to left. Back goes Thomas to the warning track at the fence. And Cowles has done it again. 2 runs today for Hudson Valley. Both have been solo home runs to straightaway left for Ben Cowles. His 9th home run of the year, his 29th RBI, and Hudson Valley takes a 2-0 third inning lead. 97.9 miles an hour off the bat, 391 feet. And right now it's Ben Cowles 2 and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. As Alexander Vargas fouls it back. And the count 0-1. Vargas struck out his first time. 0-for-1 this afternoon. But Hickory and Rome tied at 3. Hudson Valley will be in Hickory next week. Start a 2-week road trip. The 0-1 line drive center field. Base hit. 104 miles an hour back through the box from Vargas. And the Renegades with back-to-back base runners after the leadoff man was retired. One on, one out for the catcher, Augustine Ramirez. Ramirez struck out his first time, 0-for-1 today. Set to the cross step towards third. Foster back to first on the pickoff. And Vargas dives back safely. Top of the 7th in Delaware, Greensboro, a pair of 4-run innings, lead Wilmington 8-0. Will Matheson, a homer, his 10th. Runner goes. Ramirez in the air, deep left center field. Long run back into his right. Ramirez, and that one is gone. All 4 Hudson Valley runs have been scored on home runs. The 2nd of the series for Augustine Ramirez, his 4th in Hudson Valley. RBIs 12 and 13, and the Renegades take a 4-0 lead in the third. 106.1 off the bat, 423 feet out to left center field. And Jordan Krause, the acting pitching coach, out to the mound to talk with Foster. The ball really carrying out to left and left center today. Ramirez extending his on-base streak to 10, and Hudson Valley little homer happy on this Sunday afternoon. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen as we speak. Didn't expect Foster to work past the 2nd inning today. Benito Garcia Up and throwing down the left field line was going to be an abbreviated start for Foster anyway. But now, Brooklyn with action down the left field line. So bases empty, one out, three runs in for Hudson Valley. And now Rafael Flores, a single to center his last time up. Gets it off the hands, first base side. Gill on the warning track. Watches that land in the upper seating bowl. And the count 0-1. Wilmington trailing Greensboro 8-0. Blue Rocks will travel to Coney Island to open up a six-game series on Tuesday. The 0-1 from Foster. Blows a fastball by him up in the zone at 94. And Cameron ahead 0-2. Bottom of the third in North Carolina. Jersey Shore a 2-0 lead on Winston-Salem. Kendall Simmons returning from the IL, hitting his sixth home run of the year. Solo shot, Mitch Neuenborn against Cole Seamus. The 0-2, breaking ball high. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the third in Maryland. Aberdeen and Bowling Green tied at one. Ironbirds came into play today a half game behind Brooklyn in the north as Flores pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Gill moving to his right, halfway between first and home, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two out, base is empty for Spencer Henson. Rounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. Foster from the stretch, and the first pitch curveball drops in for a strike at 75, and the count 0-1. Third baseman Tillian hugging the line. A one strike pitch, this is high. And it's even at 1-1, but Bowling Green and Aberdeen tied at one. Carson Williams, a solo homer for the Hot Rods, his 14th. A 1-1 pitch. Henson taps it off the end of the bat to the left. And it's a ball and two strikes. Aberdeen already into their bullpen. Sean Harney making the start for the Hot Rods. And the only game that hasn't started yet is in Greenville, South Carolina, driving the Asheville Tourists as Henson taps it foul behind the plate. Still at 1-2 will be Dalton Rogers against Nick Swanson when that game gets underway at 3:05. Base is empty, two out. Hudson Valley three runs in the inning on the strength of a pair of home runs. 1-2. Fastball just off the outside corner at 94. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn came into play today a half game up on Aberdeen in the north. And Hickory 3.5 games up on Bowling Green in the south. As Henson, a ground ball through the left side, a base hit. So Spencer Henson on base for the first time today. And the Renegades with one on and two out. And that'll be all today for Cameron Foster. Clearly the goal was to get Cam to around 50 pitches. And at 48 through 2 2/3, Chris Newell coming out of the third base dugout to make a by Cal Auto Mall pitching change. It'll be Benito Garcia against Anthony Garcia when we come back. One on, two out in the third. Hudson Valley, a 4-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays.
for every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Cameron Foster's day done after a scheduled abbreviated start. Benito Garcia has come on. 6 feet tall, 165 pounds from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, making his 12th relief appearance, no record, a 1.17 ERA with one save. 11 hits in 15 and a third innings, three walks and 13 strikeouts. Anthony Garcia, no relation, first man to face him. Switch hitter from the left-hand side of the first pitch from Benito. Cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Garcia grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Benito pitching for the first time since last Sunday. Through a scoreless inning, no walks, no strikeouts, one hit allowed. The 0-1, and Garcia checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal, says the base umpire. That is Brian Laws. No balls and two strikes. Hence in the runner at first. Benito's 0-2. This is down and in. And it's a ball and two strikes. Garcia, second appearance this year against Hudson Valley through an inning and a third scoreless against them on June the 22nd on Coney Island. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Garcia dialed up the fastball to 94, and Garcia down swinging for the final out of the third. But Hudson Valley scores three runs on four hits on the strength of a pair of home runs at the end of three. 4-0 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Top of the 3 o'clock hour. Hudson Valley 4, Brooklyn nothing as he moved to the top of the fourth inning. Stanley Consuegra, Mateo Gill, Chase Eastep. 3-4 and 5 due up for the Cyclones. Stanley Consuegra struck out his first time up. He is 0-1. And the first pitch to Stanley misses down and away for ball one. Brooklyn no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left two. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 2 as well. The 1-0 is a fastball high. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Corello working from the first base side of the rubber, the 2-0. And Consuegra takes inside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. It's announced the other day, the Nationals signed the number 2 pick in the draft, Dylan Cruz. Still don't think he'll be in Wilmington this coming week when they come to Coney Island, as Consuegra takes low for ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk from Corella begins at the top of the 4th inning. That's the first walk he's allowed today, and the first time Brooklyn has put the leadoff man aboard. 1-0, nobody out for Mateo Gil. Struck out his only at-bat in the first. But Cruz signing right in line with the slot value for the number 2 overall pick with the Nationals. As Gil takes down and away, it's 1 ball and no strikes. Likely to be the second highest bonus in the class. Couple of $1,000 behind the number 1 overall pick, Paul Skeens. Cruz expected to sign around $9 million, a little bit over slot. 1-0, and Gil takes a strike. It's even at 1-1. Skeens and Cruz, first pair of college teammates ever to go number 1 and number 2 in the draft. Was a highly regarded prospect coming out of high school was Cruz. Low throw on a pickoff to first, blocked on a backhand by Henson. And Consuegra stays put at first base. But in a shortened draft in 2020 because of the pandemic, the 1-1 outside and low 2-1. Cruz wouldn't have any team meet his bonus demands if he was taken in the draft, so ended up foregoing pro ball out of high school. Went on to Baton Rouge to play for LSU. The 2-1 outside. And Gill ahead, 3 balls and 1 strike. It's ironic that Cruz and Skeens went 1-2 in the draft, largely because Cruz's first college home run came against Skeens. The 3-1. And Gil steps in the bucket on the slider. And Corella ahead, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz, the Golden Spikes Award winner. Award given to the best player in college baseball. 1-0, nobody out. The payoff pitch. And Gil spoils it off the end of the bat. It remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. But it has been an interesting run for many years. Winning the Golden Spikes Award was sort of like an automatic ticket to major league success. But over the last decade, not as much. The payoff again. And Gil fights it off the hands to stay alive. When you look between 2003 and 2013, every Golden Spike winner went on to play at least 9 years in the major leagues and made at least one major league all-star team. The payoff from Corella, inside ball 4, and back-to-back walks is how Brooklyn starts the 4th. So 2-on, nobody out for Chase Eastep, as Preston Claiborne, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk. But mixed in between 2003 and 2013, you have future Cy Young Award winners Tim Lincecum in 06, David Price in 07, Trevor Bauer in 2011, future MVPs Buster Posey in 2008, Bryce Harper in 2010, Chris Bryant in 2013, future World Series MVP Steven Strasburg in 2009, multiple-time All-Stars, Jared Weaver in 04, Alex Gordon in 05. But if you look back in more recent years, it has not been quite as fruitful. Kyle Lewis won Rookie of the Year in 2020, but he and Brendan McKay, who won it in back-to-back years, 2016 and 17, have had their careers sidetracked by injuries. Andrew Vaughn, who won it in 2018, has spent a lot of time in the big leagues with the White Sox, but has yet to really live up to his potential. Two on, nobody out for East Step. Line to right his first time. And the first pitch is hit in the air off the end of the bat left field. Long run to his right, Garcia, but this will land in foul territory. A foul ball. Then you have Kevin Copps, who I don't even recognize the name. He was the one who won it 2 years ago in 2021, was the Padres' third-round pick that year. Currently at AA San Antonio in the Padres system as a reliever. The 0-1, and Estep takes in the dirt. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Ivan Melendez has had a okay first season in pro ball. Was the Diamondbacks' second-round pick last year. Was recently promoted to AA Amarillo. The 1-1, and Estep pulls it down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No, it won't. Landing by Hudson Valley's right field bullpen. So the count of ball and two strikes. And your look really since 2014, the only guy who has really taken the baseball world by storm that was a Golden Spikes winner is the Orioles' Adley Rutschman, who won it back in 2019 at Oregon State. So it'll be interesting to see if Cruz can turn around the fortune with the award winners there. 1-2, and Estep pops it up. Left side of the infield in foul ground. Cabrera trying to block his eyes from the sun, falling down to his knees, makes the catch with two hands, standing inside Brooklyn's third base coach's box. Didn't have sunglasses on, used his right hand to shade himself from the sunshine. And then dropping to a knee to make sure he hauled it in, able to squeeze it. So two on, one out for Drake Osborne. Struck out on four pitches his first time up. It was interesting looking at the award winners since then. A.J. Reed in 2014, had a brief cup of coffee with the Astros, former Kentucky two-way player. First pitch outside and low 1-0. You have Andrew Benintendi, who has made a couple of All-Star teams when he played for Boston, now with the White Sox. Kyle Lewis, who won Rookie of the Year, but has had injury-plagued seasons after that. Brendan McKay was supposed to be Shohei Ohtani before Shohei Ohtani, and has never really lived up to expectations with the Rays. As that misses down and away, two balls and no strikes. Andrew Vaughn has had plenty of experience at the big league level, but hasn't had the impact that Chicago fans would have hoped. The aforementioned Rutschman and then Copps and Melendez before Cruz this year. Well, 2-0, and Osborne swings away. Comes up empty on the off speed. It's two balls and one strike. I'm trying to look to see if any of these Golden Spike Award winners ever actually played for the Mets. A 2-1. Slider low. And it's three balls and one strike. Going through it, the only guy I can see that did, well, there's a couple of them, and go back to the very early days of the award, which was first given in 1978. The 0-1 and a 3-1 swing and a miss out in front of the off speed. And the count full 3-2. Robin Ventura played for the Mets, won it in 1988 at Oklahoma State. Dave Magadan won it for Alabama in 1983, played beginning of his career with the Mets between 86 and 92. It's time called at home plate. And that's it. Those are the only two guys who have won the award that went on to play for New York. Corella's payoff pitch, and Osborne takes outside ball four, and Corella's walked the bases loaded. Three walks and a foul pop to third in the inning, and Brooklyn has the bag saturated with one out for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos ground out to short his first time. He is 0-for-1 today. Time called for Marcos Cabrera to tie his cleat over at third base for Hudson Valley. And Brooklyn threatening without the benefit of a base hit here in the fourth. Next pitch will be number 70 today for Corella. The wide first pitch, and De Los Santos raises his arms out of the way, takes inside for ball one. Consuegra the runner at third, Gill the man at second. Osborne is over at first. The 1-0, and De Los Santos comes up empty on the changeup down. It's one ball and one strike. A 1-1. De Los Santos takes off the outside corner and low. And he's now ahead, two balls and one strike. Corella up over 20 pitches in the inning. Offers a strike up and in to De Los Santos. Just barely clipped the upper inside quadrant. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Junior Tilly and the third baseman waiting on deck. The pitch. And De Los Santos reaches for it and grabs a piece to stay alive. Base is loaded, one out, top of the fourth inning. Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead, a pair of solo home runs from Ben Cowles and a two-run shot from Augustine Ramirez. The 2-2, and De Los Santos pulls it down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it does, around the pole, a game-tying grand slam. Omar De Los Santos kept it straight down the left field line around the pole. And just like that, a 4-0 deficit is all even at four. 103.5 miles an hour off the bat, 363 feet down the line. De Los Santos' fifth home run, RBIs 27, 28, 29, and 30. And we are all tied at four in the fourth. So the three walks come back to burn Corella. Center cut and off-speed pitch, and De Los Santos made him pay. As Junior Tillian takes outside for ball one. Tillian struck out looking his first time. He comes up empty on the 1-0. Rather, it's no balls and two strikes. The 0-2, swing and a miss. And Tillian down on strikes for the second out of the inning. So Corella bounces back after the strike, or after the grand slam, to strike out Tillian on three pitches. Seventh strikeout tonight for the righty. And the bases are empty with two out for Ryland Thomas. Single to center in his first at-bat, and he takes outside for ball one. Brooklyn four runs in here in the fourth on just one hit. The De Los Santos grand slam. The 1-0. And Thomas takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Thomas not going to be a guy that's going to catch your attention in terms of exit velocity. Not a big, powerful man as Thomas pounces it on the ground to short, but great bat-to-ball skills. Still more walks than strikeouts this season overall, but he grounds out to short here to end the fourth. But Brooklyn ties the game on the grand slam by De Los Santos at the end of three and a half. Tied at four on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Benito Garcia back to the mound. First full inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the fourth. Grant Richardson, Aldenny Sanchez, Marcos Cabrera. 3-2 up in the inning. And the first pitch to Grant Richardson fouled out of play. Third base side. And the count, no balls and one strike. Tied at four here in Hudson Valley on the Omar De Los Santos Grand Slam. The 0-1 is taken low. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Final line for Cameron Foster this afternoon. 2 2/3 innings, 4 runs, all earned on 6 hits. The 1-1 pitch. And Richardson, a sharp ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Lugo on a 4 and 2 his left. Low throw to first, dugout. On the backhand by Gill. And there is one away in the home fourth inning. 109.7 miles an hour off the bat from Richardson. But nothing to show for it. One away for Aldenny Sanchez. Popped up to second in his first at-bat. But Foster, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Did give up 3 homers. 49 pitches, 32 strikes. As Garcia hits the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Benito with a cross step towards third. The 0-1. And Sanchez fouls it through the legs of the catcher, Osborne. It's no balls and 2 strikes. Blue skies, some very limited scattered clouds across the horizon here in Wappingers Falls. Right now 84 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 88 on this sunny Sunday afternoon. The 0-2, and Sanchez fouls it out of play to the right. There remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Corella, 81 pitches through 4 innings. But Hudson Valley has their bullpen up and brewing down the line. It appears to be the left-hander Joel Valdez. Garcia's 0-2. Swing and a miss struck him out. Slider down from Benito. That's his second strikeout. Two away in the bottom of the fourth. Paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now here comes Marcos Cabrera. Fly to right in his first trip today. Benito shrugs his shoulders, now offers. This a ground ball back up the middle and threw in his center field for a base hit. Second hit of the series for Cabrera. That came off the bat at 105.5 miles an hour. And the Renegades have one on, two out for their star of the game, Ben Cowles. His second multi-home run game of the season today. Solo shots in the first and third. The one in the first led off the ball game for Hudson Valley. Garcia winds and fires. And Cowles looks at a called strike. And the count 0-1. Infield shifted for Cowles to pull. The 0-1. Outside and low. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Short lead at first for Cabrera, the 1-1. And Cowles a soft ground ball to short. Fielded by Lugo, underhand flip to Estep, covering second. They get the force there to retire the side. For Hudson Valley in the fourth, no runs, a hit, one man left at the end of four. Tied at four on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the fifth inning. For all our score here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BuyCalAutoMall.com. Alex Ramirez fouls the first pitch of the inning back. It's 0-1. Joel Valdez, the lefty, on for Hudson Valley, 6'4", 171. 23 years old from El Cebo in the Dominican. As Ramirez misses or takes outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Valdez making his second relief appearance of the year and the series. 15th outing overall. The 1-1. Alex takes up and away. Two balls and one strike. Valdez, 2-4 record of 5.19 ERA. 46 hits in 59 innings. 42 walks, 57 strikeouts. But 2-1. Ramirez in the air, right center field. Back into his left, Richardson onto the warning track, reaches up to make the catch in front of the Heritage Financial Credit Union signage. So Alex gives it a ride with his ballpark big enough to hold on to it. One away in the fifth inning for William Lugo. Lugo hit by a pitch and struck out today, 0 for 1. Valdez pitched against Brooklyn on Tuesday, inning and two-thirds. One hit, no runs, a walk, struck out three. A lefty deals, and Lugo takes up and away for ball one. Valdez been pitching better as of late. Walk rate still is not great, but the ERA over his last six appearances, five starts, at 255. As Lugo bounces it over the mound. Backhanded by Cowles on the third base side of second. And the throw on to first for the second out as a ball comes loose from Elliot Melton's pocket and rolls up the first base line. It's the second time I've seen that happen this year after never seeing it all in my first 30-plus years of life. You need to get a zipper on that thing. Base is empty, two out for Stanley Consuegra. Walked and scored on the grand slam last inning. 0 for 1 with a walk. And he takes high for ball one. Final line for Juan Corella goes four innings. Four runs all earned on two hits. Walked three, struck out seven, gave up the grand slam and hit a batter. 1-0. And Consuegra takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Corella, 81 pitches, 49 strikes. Will take a no decision. 1-1 to Stanley. Consuegra bouncing ball off the hands to third. Coming on, making the jump throw. Cabrera could not be reeled in by Henson. And Stanley safe at first base. Henson had to reach into the base path where Consuegra was chugging up the line. Stuck his glove out, ball hit off the heel of his mitt. And dropped down onto the turf. We'll see who the error will be charged to. That allows Consuegra to reach to keep the inning alive. Imagine it'll be on the third baseman Cabrera for the throw. And so the inning continues for Mateo Gil, who hits it in the air down the right field line. Back into his left, Sanchez away back, he leaps, and he takes away a two-run homer. Another home run saving grab in this series. Finally, Hudson Valley has one to take away from Brooklyn. Stanley Consuegra took away one earlier this week, as did Alex Ramirez and Rylan Thomas for Brooklyn. And this time, Aldenny Sanchez takes away a two-run shot from Mateo Gil. No runs, no hits and error, and one man left halfway home on this Sunday, tied at four on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Benito Garcia out for a second full inning of relief as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the 5 o'clock hour, Hudson Valley and Brooklyn tied at four. Vargas, Ramirez, and Flores 3 scheduled to bat for Hudson Valley. Vargas shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low from Garcia. And the count 1-0. Vargas, single to center, came around to score on the Ramirez home run in the third. Struck out against Foster in the first. 1-0. And Vargas takes down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 pitch, and Vargas fouls it back. And the count 2-1. Well, it's somewhat along the lines as our question from yesterday, but a little bit different because it's that special. Because we went into the history books and found out just how special it was. As Vargas out in front, it's 2-2. So on Friday, Alex Ramirez became the first minor leaguer in at least 18 years to record a 6-hit, 3-steal ball game. The 2-2 pitch just inside a full count. It has only happened twice in Major League Baseball in the modern era. That is since 1901. Who was the last major leaguer to have a 6-hit, 3-steal ball game? The payoff pitch, and Vargas pulls it down the right field line. It stays 3-2. If you think you know the answer, tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to chime in. Only 2 players have done it in the major leagues outside Alex, who did it in the minor leagues on Friday. Vargas, a broken back ground ball to first, picked up by Gill, has to race Vargas to the bag, and Mateo beats him there for the first out of the fifth. One away, brings up the catcher, Augustin Ramirez. 2-run home run to left center his last time up. The Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with our first guest of the day, going Rennie Stinnett. Played for the Pirates many years, the Giants, it is not him. As Ramirez out in front, 0-1. It happened more recently than Rennie Stinnett's career. Played from 71 to 81 with the Pirates and the Giants. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ramirez drops to a knee, can't hit the slider. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Bases empty, 1 out. Bottom of the fifth, tied at 4. Garcia ready the 0-2, and Ramirez a bouncing ball back to the hill. Picked up by Garcia, jogs to first underhand flip in time, and there are 2 out. 2 quick outs from Garcia in the fifth. Now Rafael Flores, 1-for-2 with a base hit. That was a single to center in the first, fouled out to first his last time up. But I was just floored to see that research. And that only 2 guys have ever done that in the big leagues. And Flores takes low, 1-0. The minor league baseball stat portal only goes as far back as 2005. So no one has done it in the minors since at least 05. If it happened before then, it'd be a little bit more difficult to find out. As Flores swings through the off-speed away at 87. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Righty fires. And Flores takes down and away. And the count 2-1. Just really puts in perspective how rare and how special the night Alex Ramirez had on Friday truly was. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. And there have been a lot of great games in the majors this year. There might be many more great games to come. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better, more entertaining game than the one we saw on Friday night. Back and forth. Both teams held leads late in the ball game. Went down to the very last play That was really decided by inches on a diving stop by Lugo to get a force out at second in the ninth to save the tying run from scoring. This fisted in a shallow center, and that going to find an empty patch of turf in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Second hit today for Rafael Flores. And Hudson Valley with one on and two out for the first baseman, Spencer Henson. Henson, one for two. Grounded into a fielder's choice. Single to left his last time in the third. Garcia at the waist, first pitch. And Henson takes in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Henson, six game on base streak, including tonight, has reached in all six games played since the All-Star break. 6-4 his last 20. Gill holds on the runner at first. The 1-0. And this hammered out to left field, back into his left. Thomas reaches up over his head and reels in the 107-mile-an-hour line drive to end the inning. Henson hit it right on the barrel, but Ryland Thomas with a nice play back into his left, and Hudson Valley strands a runner in the fifth. No runs, a hit, one man left after five, tied at four on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Joel Valdez back to the mound, top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tied at four. Chase Estep, Drake Osborne, Omar De Los Santos, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Estep, line out to right, foul out to third today. Lefty against lefty as Estep takes a called strike on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Valdez worked around a two-out error in the fifth as he fires a slider strike on the outside corner. And he stepped behind 0-2. Brooklyn, four runs, two hits, no errors. They have left three. Hudson Valley, four runs, eight hits, an error. They have stranded four. The 0-2 pitch outside and low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in. Friday, Alex Ramirez, first minor leaguer in at least 18 years to record his six-hit, three-steal game. As he step takes inside, it's 2-2. It's only happened twice in the majors in the modern era. That's since 1901. Who was the last to accomplish the feat? The 2-2 inside. It's a full count. I'll give you a hint. The last time it happened in the big leagues, have to go back to 1993. Bases empty, nobody out. Top of the sixth. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tied at four. The lefty fires, and Estep hits it down the left field line, curling out of play. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. That is the right-hander Jace Beck. Struck out both batters he faced in relief on Friday night. Another 3-2, and Estep takes inside for ball four. Hometown crowd not happy with it, but did look like it missed off the plate in. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second time today. One on, nobody out for Drake Osborne. Struck out, walked, and scored a run back in the fourth. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the top half of the sixth inning. As Drake Osborne takes outside, it's a ball and no strikes. Mets and Red Sox Sunday night baseball at Fenway, 7:10, scheduled first pitch. 1-0, fastball low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Carlos Carrasco for the Mets, former Cyclone Brendan Bernardino will be the opener for the Red Sox tonight. The 2-0 from Valdez. Osborne pulls it foul up the third baseline. It's two balls and one strike. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Brett Beatty, Omar Narvaez, former Cyclones in the lineup tonight. Francisco Alvarez getting the day off. Danny Mendick making the start at second base. The 2-1. Osborne in the air center field, coming on Richardson to make the grab by the bill of his Navy cap. And Drake retired for the first out of the sixth. One on, one out for Omar De Los Santos. Tied the game with a grand slam around the left field pole back in the fourth. Triple A Syracuse at home this afternoon against Buffalo. They trail 7-6 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to De Los Santos outside for ball one. Tomas Nito, former Cyclone, a home run is second. Abraham Almonte, a three-run shot, the former Cyclone's ninth. Lefty deals, and De Los Santos out in front. It's one ball and one strike. Ronnie Mauricio, one for two with a couple of walks starting at shortstop. Joined by Almonte, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Nick Meyer, and Nito as former Cyclones in the AAA lineup. De Los Santos shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike. It's 1-2. One on, one out. 1-2 the count on De Los Santos. Valdez ready at the waist. Runner goes, the 1-2 pitch, swung on and foul, tipped off the glove of Ramirez, couldn't hang on to it. And so Estep will go back to first. It's still a ball and two strikes. Double A Binghamton already final. They shut out Erie 2-0. Augustine Ruiz, a solo home run, his 11th of the year. Wyatt Young, Rowdy Jordan, Jose Peroza, Joe Swazi, Hayden Senger, Jose Mena, Jalen Palmer, Cesar Berbessi, former Cyclones in the AA lineup. Throwback to first. And Estep back standing. Berbessi 0 for 3, struck out three times in his AA debut. The 1-2 outside. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Christian Scott, four shutout, two-hit innings. Struck out six today. No decision. Four pitchers combining on a six-hit shutout as De Los Santos pulls it up the third baseline. It stays even. Daniel Juarez threw a scoreless inning. Nolan Clenny picked up the win. Game took just an hour and 59 minutes to complete. The 2-2 on the outside corner got him looking. Strike three. First strikeout tonight for Valdez. De Los Santos disagrees. It looked like it caught the bottom of the zone. And there are two out in the sixth for Junior Tillian. Tillian 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts, one looking, one swinging today. Lefty comes home, and Tillian comes up empty on the pitch down and in. No balls and a strike. Single A, St. Lucie playing as the road team at home today, outlasting Palm Beach in a slugfest 12-10. Not your prototypical Florida State League score as that ball kicks off the leg of Ramirez and behind him. And that will allow Estep to move up into scoring position on a wild pitch. Offering was down and in from Valdez. And it bounced off the dirt and the edge of Ramirez's mitt and rolled behind him. So Brooklyn with the go-ahead run in scoring position. But St. Lucie, a six-run sixth, went on to defeat Palm Beach 12-10. As Tillian, a ground ball right side, backhanded by Henson. Throw across his body to Valdez, racing to first. They got him. He dropped the ball. They say he lost it on the transfer. And so the inning is over. And Chris Newell's going to run over to argue. John Vaughn, the first base and bench coach, irate at the base umpire. That is Brian Laws. And that a horrendous missed call by the base umpire. Not only did Valdez lose the ball, but Tillian won the race to first base. And Tillian safe by about half a step. And Valdez lost the ball. Never tried to transfer it, just dropped out of his glove. And been a tough umpiring series for both Laws and Melton. And their woes continue as Brooklyn suffers at the end of the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, one man left at the end of five and a half. Tied at 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Vital Auto Mall. This is at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BuyCalAutoMall.com. Still tied at 4 going to the bottom of the sixth thanks to some shoddy umpiring. Been an awful series for Elliot Melton and Brian Laws. They have missed at least double-digit calls over the six-game series here in Hudson Valley. Maybe none more atrocious than the final out of the top of the sixth. As Anthony Garcia swings and misses, it's 0-1. Tillian was safe on the throw. And how you call a transfer on the final out of the inning when there was nowhere to throw, I have no idea. Making stuff up as they go along. As Beck misses up and away, it's one ball and one strike. Beck, 6'9", 230, 23 years old from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Reinstated off the temporarily inactive list on Thursday. The 1-1 and a fastball low. It's two balls and one strike. Our Cody Convo's trivia question of the day. Give you the answer in the top of the seventh. A long pause from Beck now, the 2-1. And a fastball off the outside corner. It's three balls and a strike. But on Friday, Alex Ramirez, first minor league player in at least 18 years to record a six-hit, three-steal game. As Garcia chases a high fastball, it's 3-2. It's only happened twice in the modern era of Major League Baseball dating back to 1901. Who is the last major leaguer to accomplish the feat? Give you one hint. That had happened back in 1993, the last time it occurred. The 3-2 is inside and low, ball four. But they don't know what the count is. Garcia was ready for another pitch. Elliot Melton never sent him down to first base. And Garcia finally realizes and walks down to first. So, one on, nobody out. The center fielder, Grant Richardson. Righty's first pitch. And Richardson takes up and away for ball one. Richardson has struck out and grounded out. He is 0 for 2. He had one guess for Rennie Stinnett of the Pirates. The 1-0 runner goes. Pitch is fouled back out of play. It's a ball and a strike. Well, the Wolf howling in, guessing again. He goes, Ricky Henderson probably had the steals, but doubt he had the hits. And he's going to go with Fred McGriff because it's Hall of Fame weekend. Well, I will tell you, Wolf, it is neither Henderson or the crime dog McGriff. Give you one last hint. Righty's 1-1. And Richardson out of play to the left. It's 1-2. The player who did accomplish the feat is from the same country as Alex Ramirez. Not the same hometown, but the same home country. Throw back to first, and Garcia back in standing. Robert Anderson guessing Andrew McCutchen and Garrett Jones. Neither of those guys. 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. Runner takes his lead off first, the 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking, strike three. Richardson thought it was inside. But Elliot Melton rings up Richardson on the pitch inside. And there is one away in the bottom of the sixth. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, one out for Aldenny Sanchez has popped up and struck out as Beck misses up and away. It's 1-0. Numbers for Jay so far this year, making his 21st appearance. 3-4, a 3.74 ERA. 17 hits in 21 and two-thirds innings. The 1-0, and a fastball ripped by him up in the zone at 94. It's 1-1. 22 walks, 44 strikeouts for Beck. It's over 18 strikeouts per nine, a strikeout rate of just under 42%. Throw back to first, and Garcia dives in. Beck, through two-thirds of an inning on Friday night, struck out both batters he faced on seven pitches. Has really hit his stride over his last five outings, dating back to June 21st, also against Hudson Valley. The 1-1 to Beck, fouled away. And the count 1-2. Jace, a 1.59 ERA in his last five appearances. Just three hits in 5 2/3 innings, but most notable, one walk, nine strikeouts. Walk rate down under 5%. Strikeout rate up a percent at around 43%. A 1-2 pitch up and away. And the count evens at 2-2. Sanchez leads off, or rather Garcia leads off first. The 2-2. Ground ball, one hopper up the middle, fielded by Estep on his second for one. Lugo back to first, double play. Inning over. 4-6-3 twin killing as Beck works around the leadoff walk to face the minimum in the sixth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. In the end of six, tied at four on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On to make his second appearance of the series is Shane Gray. And his first toss to Rylan Thomas, fouled out of play. And the count 0-1. Gray, 6'3", 215, 23 years old, from Columbus, Ohio. Made his Renegades debut on Wednesday. This is up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Gray added on Tuesday from single-A Tampa. Righty fires, and Thomas takes inside. It's two balls and one strike. Gray on Wednesday, three innings, two runs on two hits. No walk, struck out two. 2-1. Thomas ground ball past the diving glove of the third baseman Cabrera in the left field for a hit. Another multi-hit game for Rylan Thomas. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on to start the seventh. Third time in four innings, Brooklyn has put the leadoff runner aboard. And back to the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. Gray had a 4.26 ERA and 24 appearances at the single-A level. Yankees 16th round pick last year out of Evansville in Indiana. First pitch to Alex, and he takes a knee-high strike. And the count 0-1. Final line for Joel Valdez goes two innings. No runs, no hits. A walk and a strikeout. A wild pitch. 31 pitches, 18 strikes. Throw back to first, and Thomas dives back safely. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, tied at 4. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 8 hits, an error. They have left 4 as well. The 0-1. And Ramirez takes a strike on the outside corner. And he's behind 0-2. Alex 0-3. Flied out to center his last time up. The 0-2. And Ramirez goes fishing for strike 3. Couldn't lay off the offering down, the split finger. And Gray has a strikeout for the first out of the seventh. So a three-pitch strikeout of Ramirez for the first out of the seventh inning brings up William Lugo. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. First pitch to Lugo, cut on and missed, 0-1. But our question was, Alex Ramirez on Friday, first minor leaguer in at least 18 seasons to record a six-hit, three-steal game. It's only happened twice in the modern era of Major League Baseball. That means since 1901. The 0-1, and Lugo a swing and a miss. Off-speed, down and away. It's no balls and two strikes. So who was the last major leaguer to accomplish the feat? We told you it happened in 1993. We also told you the player is from the same home country as Alex Ramirez, the man who accomplished the feat. As Lugo takes outside, it's 1-2. The Wolf howled in one last try with Tony Fernandez. Unfortunately, Wolf, it wasn't Tony either. 1-2. Gets away from Ramirez, kicks off his glove and rolls towards Brooklyn's third base dugout. And that allows Thomas to advance to second base. Imagine that'll go down. Oh, it did bounce before the dish. So it might be a wild pitch as opposed to a pass ball that allows Thomas to move to second. Gray sets at the belt. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Another split finger from Gray. And back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single. Man at second, two out. And the top of the seventh for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra has reached on a walk and an error. Has also scored a run 0 for 2. But the answer to our trivia question today is Sammy Sosa. The last man to have a six-hit, three-steal game as Consuegra takes high. It's 1-0. Sosa accomplished the feat July 2nd, 1993 against the Colorado Rockies. 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. Did it playing it for the Chicago Cubs. Went 6-for-6. Scored two runs, doubled. Drove in a pair and stole three bases. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Pitch down at 85. It's two balls and one strike. Consuegra off the hands, back behind home. It's 2-2. So outside of Sammy Sosa, there's only one other occurrence in Major League history, and you have to go back to July the 7th of 1922. Max Carey was the man who accomplished the feat for the Pittsburgh Pirates against the New York Giants. As Consuegra, a high pop, foul ground, first base side. Henson gives a look, but this will be in the seats. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Carey did it. And a 9-8 Giants win over the Pirates at Forbes Field in an 18-inning game. Carey went 6-for-6, three runs, a double, two RBIs, walked three times, and stole three bases. This clamored in the air. Deep left center field. Back track wall. Goodbye home run. Stanley Consuegra. Stanley Consuegra. A loud long home run to left center field. His third home run of the series. And Brooklyn has taken a 6-4 seventh inning lead. 102.4 off the bat, 409 feet, 10th home run, RBIs 30 and 31, and Brooklyn has gone in front for the first time today. Brings up Mateo Gill, who fouls it straight up in the air, back behind home. And this will land on the roof before rolling back down to the breezeway between the upper and lower seating bowls. It's no balls and one strike. So Stanley Consuegra comes through with a massive two-run shot to give Brooklyn their first lead in the seventh. The 0-1, and Gill, a line drive foul down the third baseline. No balls and two strikes. Yeah. Dylan Hall, the right-hander, up and throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. The 0-2, outside and low. And it's a ball and two strikes. Five home runs today have accounted for all 10 of the runs scored in this contest. 1-2, outside and low. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. J.C. Stepp, the second baseman, waiting on deck. The 2-2, Gill, a high fly ball left field. Back at the track, at the wall. Mateo Gill won't get robbed this time. Way, way into the woods. Mateo Gill, who was robbed of a two-run home run to right by Aldenys Sanchez in his last at-bat. Make sure this one clears the fence by plenty. Back-to-back home runs by Consuegra and Gill gives Brooklyn a 7-4 lead in the seventh. 105.7 miles an hour off the bat, 403 feet. Hit it a mile high in the air, a launch angle of 42 degrees. Nearly broke down some construction out beyond the left field fence as Chase Estep takes down and away for ball one. Gill, his ninth home run of the year, is 26th RBI. Make that now all 11 runs scored today on home runs. Estep pops it in the air to center. Fighting the sunshine is Richardson to make the catch to end the inning. But back-to-back home runs by Consuegra and Gill give Brooklyn their first lead of the day. Three runs on three hits, nobody left. Time to get up and stretch from Hudson Valley. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Jace Beck's day is done. On is the right-hander, Dylan Hall. Hall, 6'5", 210, 25 years old from Stafford, Virginia, will turn 26 in September. Hall making his second appearance in the series, his third since returning to Brooklyn at the All-Star break. Hall has not allowed a run or a hit in an inning and a third, two walks and two strikeouts on Friday night through a third of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced on six pitches in the eighth inning. Hall, overall this year between Brooklyn, AA Binghamton, and AAA Syracuse, 0-1, a 2.59 ERA in 23 outings, five saves, 28 hits in 31 and a third innings, 14 walks, and 25 strikeouts. 9-1 and 2 due up for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the seventh. Cabrera, Cowles, and Vargas. Brooklyn 4 in the fourth, 3 in the seventh to take a 7-4 lead. Dylan Hall from the windup. His first pitch of the day. Cabrera can't hold up on a breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Final line for Jace Beck. He goes an inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The 0-1. And Cabrera out in front. It is 0-2. Beck, 16 pitches, 8 strikes tonight. Right-hander up and throwing in Hudson Valley's bullpen. The 0-2. In the dirt, down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Bailey Dees. A righty up and throwing. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Off speed, down and away at 77. And Hall picks up his strikeout to begin his day. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty for Ben Cowles. Drove in the first two Hudson Valley runs with home runs in the first and third. And he takes outside and low for ball one. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-0. And Cowles out of play to the right. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Couple finals already. Tigers beat the Padres this afternoon by a final of 3-1. Spencer Torkelson, Andy Ibanez with home runs for Detroit. Torkelson is 15th, Ibanez is 7th. Hall's 1-1, taken high, and it's two balls and one strike. Nationals beat the Giants 6-1. Riley Adams, a home run, is 4th for the Nats. Righty offers as Cowles can't hit the slider. It is 2-2. Bottom of the eighth in the Bronx. Yankees leading the Royals 8-3, trying to close out a sweep. Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo with home runs in that ballgame. Hall's 2-2. Low. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Sal Perez, Michael Massey with home runs for Kansas City. The payoff pitch just off the outside corner for ball four. Didn't miss by much, but Ben Cowles on base for the third time today. And Hudson Valley with one on and one out for Alexander Vargas. Vargas single to center, scored a run in the third. Ground out to first his last time in the fifth. Top of the ninth in Cincinnati. Reds a 7-3 lead on Arizona as Vargas pops it up. Third base side, Tillian shading his eyes from the sun, drifting back into fair ground on the third base bag. Makes the catch with two hands, two out.
It's our catcher, number 24, Augustine Ramirez.
So, two away, man at first for Augustine Ramirez. Clubbed a two-run home run in the third. Ground out to the mound his last time. Well, the Reds a 7-3 lead. Ellie De La Cruz, Nick Senzel with home runs for the Reds. Corbin Carroll is 21st, a two-run shot for Arizona. Runner goes, pitch is taken low. Throw down by Osborne, not in time. A stolen base for Ben Cowles. That is his 11th of the year. And for Cowles as well, that is fourth stolen base in five games in the series. The 1-0 to Ramirez, and Hall misses low. Looked like it caught the bottom of the zone. Two balls and no strikes as Osborne just sat there for a second, dumbfounded by the call, then walks the ball back out to Dylan Hall on the mound. Top of the ninth in Tampa, Orioles a 5-3 lead on the Rays. Gunnar Henderson, Ryan O'Hearn with home runs for Baltimore. Yandy Diaz, a two-run shot, is 14th for Tampa. The 2-0 in the dirt. And it's three balls and no strikes. Bottom of the ninth in Cleveland, Guardians and Phillies tied at four. Cleveland tying it in the ninth on a David Fry home run. Stephen Kwan, Andres Jimenez also have gone deep for the Guardians. The 3-0 is at the knees for a strike. And the count 3-1. Top of the 10th in Miami. Rockies and Marlins tied at 2. The 3-1 is in there for a strike, count full. Brendan Doyle, Randall Grichuk, their 7th and 6th home runs of this year season, respectively, for Colorado. Cowles at 2nd with 2 out. Brooklyn by 3. The payoff from Hall, outside ball 4. And Ramirez on with a walk. So the second free pass of the inning allowed by Hall. And Hudson Valley will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Rafael Flores. Flores a couple of singles to center today. He's 2-for-3. Top of the 8th in Minnesota. White Sox shutting out the Twins 3-0. Eloy Jimenez, his 13th home run of the year. Zach Remillard, a solo shot, his first of his major league career. Lucas Giolito, Joe Kelly, Reynaldo Lopez combining on a 7-hit shutout so far. First pitch is outside, snap throw behind the runner at first. It almost hit Ramirez, and it may have hit Ramirez as Gill made the running catch towards the line. That a low or high risk, low reward throw there from Drake Osborne behind the man at first. And luckily for Brooklyn, Gill there to save the day. Thankfully, everything okay with Ramirez at first as well. The 1-0, and Flores out in front. Bottom fell out of the off speed at 77. It's a ball and a strike. Top of the 8th in Milwaukee. Braves have jumped in front of the Brewers 4-2 on a 3-run Ozzie Albies home run is 23rd. The 1-1 outside. And the count, 2-1. Travis d'Arnaud is 9th for Atlanta as well. Bryce Terang, his 4th for Milwaukee. The 2-1. Flores sends it back behind the plate. And it's even at 2-2. Bottom of the 7th at Wrigley. Cubs leading the Cardinals at 7-1. Cody Bellinger, a 2-run home run, is 14th. Two on, two out. Tying run at the plate in the form of Flores. Brooklyn in front, 7-4. And time called by Flores. Heading to the bottom of the 6th in Texas. Rangers doubling up the Dodgers, 8-4. Max Muncy, a grand slam in the first for LA, is 24th. The 2-2 in the dirt, blocked by Osborne. And the count full. That'll start the merry-go-round. With the fours at all three infield bases and two out in the seventh. Heading to the bottom of the first in Oakland, A's and Astros are scoreless. Former Renegade Luis Medina against Houston's rookie Hunter Brown. This will be Hall's 23rd pitch of the seventh. The payoff. And Flores a high fly ball foul. Out beyond the third base seats. We'll do it again. Bottom of the first in Anaheim. Pirates a 1-0 lead on Brian Reynolds' 10th home run of the year. Mitch Keller against Tyler Anderson. Heading to the bottom of the first right now in Seattle. Blue Jays and Mariners are scoreless. Alec Manoa against Brian Wu. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball away. Second strikeout of the inning for Hall. And he quells the threat with a tying run at the plate. No runs, no hits. Two men left on walks. At the end of seven, it's 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Another Bicow Auto Mall pitching change on for Hudson Valley. In the top of the eighth is the right-hander Bailey Dees. 6'8", 250, 24 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina. Drake Osborne, Omar De Los Santos, Junior Tillian. 6'7", 8, 2 up for the Cyclones in the eighth. They lead by 3, 7-4. The righty's first pitch, and Osborne fights it back off the hands. And the count, no balls and one strike. Osborne, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Flied out to center his last time up. D's at the belt, the 0-1. And Osborne takes high. It's one ball and one strike. Dees making his 26th appearance, 1-1, a 1.83 ERA. 4-for-4 in save tries, 20 hits and 39 in a third innings. The 0-2, up and away, 1-2. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Joey Lancelotti. Starting to warm down the line. The 2-1 outside, and it's three balls and a strike. D's 14 walks, 58 strikeouts coming into play tonight. Last pitched on Thursday, two scoreless, one hit, one strikeout. The 3-1 is high for ball four. So Drake Osborne works a walk. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second time And as many innings, actually third straight inning, they've put the leadoff man on. And four times in the last five frames, they have accomplished that feat. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, hit a game-tying grand slam back in the fourth. First pitch to De Los. This is up and away. Five of the first six have missed for D's. Bailey has been on an incredible run. His last 14 appearances coming into play tonight. Has given up just one earned in his last 23 and a third innings. As Omar takes a strike, it's 1-1. He's allowed just six hits in that span. And walked only seven with 33 strikeouts. The 1-1. Up and away. Two balls and one strike. Brooklyn, seven runs, five hits. No errors, they have left four. Hudson Valley, four runs, eight hits, an error. They have stranded six. The 2-1. And a foul tip in the glove of Ramirez. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Sunny Sunday afternoon, some sparse scattered clouds across the atmosphere and the horizon today. 84 degrees right now in Wappingers Falls. Real feel at 88. A 2-2. De Los Santos hammers the breaking ball down the right field line, out of play. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the breaking ball, down and away. First strikeout this afternoon for Bailey Dees. And there is one down in the top of the 8th inning. Final line for Shane Gray goes a single inning. Gave up three runs on three hits. Did not walk a batter. Struck out two. Gave up the back-to-back home runs. As Junior Tillian takes down and away 1-0. Gray was charged with a wild pitch. 25 pitches, 16 strikes. A 1-0. And Tillian takes a call. Strike, it's 1-1. Junior 0-for-3 today. Ground out to first in his last at-bat. That came back in the sixth. The 1-1. Pumped the fastball by him. Up at 94, it's a ball and two strikes. Rylan Thomas waiting on deck. 1-2. Tillian down the right field line, out of play. It's still 1-2. Dees, 9 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings coming into play tonight. Last time he gave up a run back on June 23rd on Coney Island. This popped in the air, shallow right field. Coming on is Sanchez towards the line, makes the catch. And Tillian retired for the second out. That was when Dees gave up the walk-off wild pitch of the ninth inning. Man at first, two out for Rylan Thomas. 2-for-3 with a couple of base hits. He's also scored a run. And he takes a strike. It is 0-1. 5-6 and 7 due up for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the eighth. Henson, Garcia, and Richardson. Runner goes, the 0-1. Off the hands into the third base seats. It is quickly 0-2. Likely to be right-hander Lancelotti to come on and pitch in the eighth inning as he continues to loosen down the line. The 0-2, Thomas fouls it away. Remains a two-strike count on the Cyclone left fielder. Top of the lineup, and Alex Ramirez waiting on deck. The 0-2, low and away. And it's a ball and two strikes. Third baseman Cabrera backing off the line. A 1-2 pitch, Thomas off the fists. Foul ground third base way with this off the sidewall, separating the diamond from the seating bowl. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Osborne leads off of first. Still 1-2 on Thomas. Righty fires. Ryland a line drive right at the third baseman Cabrera, who makes the grab to end the inning. For Brooklyn, no runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of 7.5. Still 7-4 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. It is the right-hander Joey Lancelotti on a takeover in the eighth. 5'11", 205 pounds. 25 years old from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. First pitch to Spencer Henson. Routed back to the mound. Snagged by Lancelotti. Jogs to first. Underhand flip in time. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brings up Anthony Garcia 0-2 as grounded to the pitcher, struck out and walked today. Numbers for Lancelotti so far in a Cyclone uniform, his eighth appearance as Garcia nubs it off the end of the bat. It is 0-1. A 1.17 ERA, this is eighth appearance, 7 hits in 7 2/3 innings, just 1 walk and 9 strikeouts. As Garcia takes high, it's 1-1. Lancelotti making his second appearance in the series through a third of an inning on Wednesday with a walk. Through 6 pitches as Garcia lines it foul. Into the first base seats, it's 1-2. Lancelotti took a trip to Brooklyn from St. Lucie on June the 20th. Spent the first 14 games of his season in the FSL. The 1-2 inside and low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lancelotti could have been a Hudson Valley Renegade. Was a 34th round pick of the Yankees in 2019 after his sophomore year at UNC. As he pumps a fastball by Garcia up in the zone. Strike 3, 2 down. Got him on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters. First strikeout today for Lancelotti. 2 out in the eighth. A penny the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Grant Richardson 0 for 3 with a pair of K's. And he takes inside and low. It is 1-0. Final line for Dylan Hall goes a scoreless inning. No hits as Richardson takes low. 2 balls and no strikes. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Hall. 24 pitches and 12 strikes. Joey working from the third base side of the 2-0, and Richardson rips it in the air to right, but right at Consuegra, comes in a few steps to make the catch and end the inning. So Joey Lancelotti retires Hudson Valley in order on 9 pitches. We move to the 9th. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the 9th inning, Brooklyn by 3. Reminder, fans, Brooklyn returns home on Tuesday night, opens up a week-long homestand against Wilmington. 7 o'clock start on Tuesday. Make a note, 12 at noon. First pitch on a camp day on Wednesday. Back to 7 o'clock starts Thursday and Friday. 6 o'clock on Saturday. And 2 o'clock to close out the series on Sunday. Alex Ramirez, William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra, the top of Brooklyn's lineup, due up in the 9th. Bailey Dees back to work. And the first pitch at the letters. And the count 0-1. Despite just 9 pitches for Lancelotti in the 8th, it is the right-hander Paul Gervais getting ready down the left field line for Brooklyn. The 0-1. Ramirez in the air right field. Playable back into his left for Sanchez. Now in a few steps to his left, makes the catch for the first out of the 9th inning. 1-1, one down for William Lugo. 0-3, has been hit by a pitch and struck out twice today. So base is empty for Lugo. Dees from the first base side of the hill. The tall right-hander's first pitch off the hands in the air to shallow left. Racing in it to his right, Garcia, the shortstop. Vargas sticks his glove out there over Garcia's mitt and makes the backhanded catch on the left field turf for the 2nd out. Grant Richardson also raced over from right field. Vargas, nifty glove work to make the catch. Nearly a collision out there in left center. So bases empty, 2 out for Consuegra. Hit the go-ahead 2-run home run last inning. Rather, that was back in the 7th, excuse me, as Consuegra takes outside for ball 1. Stanley 1-for-3 with a walk. Homered and has brought in 2 in addition to scoring twice. 1-0. On the outside corner, it's 1-1. Hudson Valley will have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the 9th against Gervais. The 1-1 from Dees, And Consuegra line drive left field, but right at Garcia, who makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 inning. Brooklyn goes down in order on six pitches. Paul Gervais coming on to try and close it out in the bottom of the ninth. Don't go anywhere. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is one of the most dominant relief pitchers in minor league baseball this year. Paul Gervais making his third appearance in the series. 6'10", 240, 23 years old from Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. Gervais making his 25th appearance, 1-2, a 1.19 ERA. No reliever in the South Atlantic League has a better ERA. Only one reliever in minor league baseball has a better mark coming into play tonight. 5-for-6 in save tries, 16 hits in 37 2/3 innings, 31 walks, 58 strikeouts. Gervais picked up the save on Tuesday and Thursday nights, has combined to retire all six batters he's faced and struck out two. Now, Denny Sanchez to lead off, 0-for-3 tonight. First pitch from Gervais is a fastball down and away, and the count 1-0. Sanchez 0-for-3, grounded into a 4-6-3 double play last time up in the sixth. The 1-0, fastball on the outside corner at 95. It's even at 1-1. Final line for Joey Lancelotti. A perfect inning of relief. No hits, no walks, a strikeout. 9 pitches, 5 strikes. The 1-1. Fastball in there again at 94. And Gervais ahead 1-2. Gervais, since June the 9th, 11 appearances, a .56 ERA. Just 5 hits in his last 16 innings, with 10 walks and 28 strikeouts. Strikeout rate up over 8%, walk rate down over 3% on the season since then. The 1-2 pitch, bouncing ball, third base side, going to be a tough play. Coming on is Tillian, has no play. An infield swinging bunt single is how Aldenny Sanchez in Hudson Valley starts the bottom of the ninth. First base runner to reach against Gervais in the series.
Coming to the plate, it's a third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera, number 10.
So one on, nobody out for the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera 1-for-3, single to center back in the fourth. Struck out his last time up, leading off in the seventh. From the stretch, first pitch, breaking ball misses down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Fans, a reminder, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you following the final out. A look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to the series opener against Wilmington on Tuesday. The 1-0 way outside with a fastball. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes as Lugo, the shortstop, the catcher, Osborne, coming on to have a talk with Gervais. Thank you. Ben Cowles, who has homered twice tonight for Hudson Valley, waiting on deck. Elliot Melton out to the mound to break up the visit. And as he gets close to the downhill slope of the mound, Lugo and Osborne disperse. Ramirez in center, shaded towards left. Thomas playing very deep in left. The 2-0, and a fastball at the knees. 93 that time, it's 2-1. Fastball, slider, splitter. The three-pitch arsenal for the long-haired righty. The 2-1, way outside and low for ball three. And Gervais in danger of bringing the tying run to the plate with nobody out. 3-1 to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Pumped the fastball by him up at 94. And the count full at 3-2. Everyone for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the top step of either dugout. Payoff pitch. At the knees, strike three called, and Cabrera knew it. 95 at the bottom of the zone. Big bounce back from behind, 3-1 for Gervais, his first strikeout. And there's one away in the ninth inning. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Ben Cowles has reached base three times tonight, two solo home runs and a walk. First pitch to the righty batter. And the former Maryland Terrapin takes a called strike one on the outside corner. Hometown crowd thought it was outside. They may have a point. The 0-1 in the dirt. Ball kicks off the heel of Osborne's glove. Can't find it. Sanchez rounds second, stumbles, and will stay put there. A wild pitch. Sanchez into scoring position. Gervais just been unable to locate the slider so far this afternoon. Alexander Vargas now represents the tying run on deck. The 1-1. Breaking ball inside. It's two balls and a strike. Sun shining. Some scattered clouds throughout, not much breeze to speak of. The 2-1. Pumped the fastball by him up at 93. And the count evens at 2-2. Hudson Valley and the alternate Navies. Brooklyn in the road grays this afternoon. 2-2 on Cowles. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. There's the best slider we've seen from Gervais so far today. Started at the middle of the plate. Ended up in the left-handed batter's box. Back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single. And the Cyclones one out away from victory. A paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Alexander Vargas going to try and keep the game going. Switch hitter from the left-hand side. Pulls it down the right field line, but foul. Out by the Hudson Valley bullpen. It's 0-1. Vargas 1-for-4. Singled and scored in the third. Since then has grounded a first and popped up to third. Augustine Ramirez, who has homered today, now represents the tying run on deck. The 0-1. Splitter outside, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Sanchez at second, two out, bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn leading 7-4. The 1-1, slider up and away, and the count two balls and a strike. Gervais leaning in over his front left leg for the sign. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball down at 93. And the Cyclones now one strike away from a series victory. Trying to keep Ramirez in the on-deck circle. The 2-2 inside and low. Snap throw behind the runner at second, not in time. The count 3-2 on Vargas. And Osborne threw down to second base as Sanchez slid in feet first safely. So the count 3-2 on Vargas. With the tying run and Ramirez on deck. A deep breath, the payoff. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. 96 on the fastball that time from Paul. Shortstop Lugo holds on the runner. The payoff pitch, but first Gervais lifts his leg and looks the runner back. Everyone in the crowd calling for a balk, but that's just not the case. Gervais ready. The payoff pitch. Vargas pops it in the air. Third base side, foul ground, long run Tilly, and he won't get there. Bounces off the warning track. And again, Vargas has another reprieve. Good effort by Tilly and back into his right, but just no real opportunity for him to make the play. This will be Gervais' 23rd pitch of the inning. The 3-2 inside ball four, and the Renegades will bring the tying run to the plate. Gervais wanted strike three called, but it missed off the inside corner. And Augustine Ramirez, who has plenty of pop to tie the game, will come up to the dish. Ramirez drove in the last two Hudson Valley runs with a home run back in the third inning. Since then, a ground out to the mound and a walk. 1-for-3 as Chris Newell, the Brooklyn manager, out of the third base dugout to talk with Gervais in the Brooklyn infield. Brooklyn fell behind 4-0 after three, thanks to two Ben Cowles home runs and a two-run shot by the batter right now, Ramirez. But Brooklyn tied it on a grand slam in the fourth and then took the lead on back-to-back home runs in the seventh. A two-run go-ahead shot from Consuegra and a solo clout down the left field line by Mateo Gil. So it'll be Ramirez against Gervais with a game on the line. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4. Two on, two out. And the first pitch fastball taken for a called strike one. Rafael Flores now on deck as the winning run tonight for the Renegades. The 0-1 sweeps down and away with a slider, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Joshua Cornelli up and throwing in Brooklyn's bullpen with Gervais at 25 pitches. Have to imagine this will be his last batter. The 1-1. And Ramirez can't hold up on an elevated fastball inside. 94 that time for Paul. And again, the Cyclones one strike away from victory. Trying to match their largest comeback of the season. The set, the 1-2. Fouled off the hands, and Ramirez stays alive. That time a 96-mile-an-hour heater from the former LSU Tiger. Sanchez reached on an infield single. He's at second. Vargas walked. He is at first. Ramirez the tying run at the plate. The 1-2. Fouled again. Fastball at 95. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Great crowd on hand for a Sunday afternoon. 3,269 have made their way out to Heritage Financial Park. Gervais trying to send him home disappointed. The 1-2 slider just misses outside. What a take by Ramirez. Great pitch by Gervais. And it's even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider on the inside corner. Strike three called. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Brooklyn matches their largest comeback of the season, down by four entering the fourth inning. Omar De Los Santos clubs a game tying grand slam. Stanley Consuegra hits a go-ahead two-run shot in the seventh. Mateo Gil went back-to-back with a solo blast. And the Brooklyn Cyclones have taken each of the first three series this year from the team with the best record in the South Atlantic League as of this very moment, as Brooklyn back over 500 overall on the season and will head into next week's home series against Wilmington in first place in the North Division. Chris Newell, handshakes and hugs for everybody as they go through the handshake victory line in front of the third base dugout. Another marvelous series for Brooklyn. And one of the things talked a lot about with Chris Newell over the last few weeks has been how impressive the mental resolve is of this Cyclones team. No matter what the score, they never give up. They never say die. And that attitude helped lead them to victory once again on the road today, as the Brooklyn Cyclones continue their resurgence in the second half of the season. We'll take a break. Happy Recap is next, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say. Don't go anywhere. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld. Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Drake Osborne, a solid game at the plate and behind the plate this afternoon, as the Brooklyn Cyclones have won their third straight series against the Hudson Valley Renegades to open the year. Hudson Valley will need to sweep Brooklyn on Coney Island in late August if they want to split the season series. Brooklyn has taken 12 of the first 18 against the Renegades here in 2023. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report with the win. Brooklyn back over 500 on the year at 45-44. Back to 10 games over 500 in the second half at 17-7. Hudson Valley dropping to 50-40 overall. Still the best record overall in the league this year. 11-13 in the second half alone. As we take you through the game that was here today, top of the 5 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. It was Cameron Foster set to make an abbreviated start for Brooklyn against the right-hander Juan Corella, and it was an inauspicious start again for Camp today after Brooklyn went scoreless in the top of the first. Foster, who gave up a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first inning in Tuesday's win over Hudson Valley to Spencer Jones, gave up a leadoff home run again today to Ben Cowell's second pitch of the first inning, clubbed out to left, and that gave Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until the bottom of the third. That's when the Renegades again struck with the long ball. Marcos Cabrera flied out to right to lead off the inning. And then on a 2-0 pitch, Ben Cowles homered again out to straightaway left field. His 10th home run, rather 9th home run of the year, gave Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. Alexander Vargas then singled to center. And on the very next pitch to Augustine Ramirez, he blasted one out to left center field, giving the Renegades a 4-0 lead. But Brooklyn would not go quietly as they had an immediate answer in the top half of the fourth inning. Stanley Consuegra walked on 4 pitches to start the attack, and then Mateo Gill ran the count full to work a walk of his own. After Chase Estep fouled out to third, Drake Osborne walked to load the bases, and that brought up Omar De Los Santos with the bases full. Ramirez. The 2-2, and De Los Santos pulls it down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it does, around the pole. A game-tying grand slam. Omar De Los Santos kept it straight down the left field line around the pole, and just like that, a 4-0 deficit is all even at 4. 103.5 miles an hour off the bat, 363 feet down the line. De Los Santos' 5th home run, RBIs 27, 28, 29, and 30. That grand slam by De Los Santos tying the game at 4. That is 5th home run of the year. Remained a 4-all game into the 7th. Rylan Thomas singled to lead off the inning, moved to 2nd on a wild pitch. But Shane Gray, the reliever, came on, struck out Alex Ramirez and William Lugo. So a man at 2nd and 2 out, a 2-strike count on Stanley Consuegra. But Stan the Man set up our Howe's Potato Chips play of the game. Runs a double, 2 RBIs, walked 3 times, and stole 3 bases. This clamored in the air. Deep left center field, back track wall. Goodbye home run, Stanley Consuegra. Stanley Consuegra, a loud, long home run to left center field. His 3rd home run of the series. And Brooklyn has taken a 6-4 seventh inning lead. 102.4 off the bat, 409 feet. Stanley Consuegra's 10th home run of the year gave Brooklyn a 6-4 lead. That our Howe's Potato Chips play the game. Howe's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Mateo Gill was the next man to bat, worked the count 2-2, and decided Consuegra had so much fun, he wanted to join in on it as well. The 2-2. Gill, a high fly ball left field. Back at the track, at the wall. Mateo Gill won't get robbed this time. Way, way into the woods. Mateo Gil, who was robbed of a two-run home run to right by Aldenys Sanchez in his last at-bat. Make sure this one clears the fence by plenty. Back-to-back home runs by Consuegra and Gil gives Brooklyn a 7-4 lead in the seventh. Mateo Gil's ninth home run of the year gave Brooklyn a 7-4 lead. Cyclones carried that into the bottom of the ninth inning. Paul Gervais came on to close it out, gave up an infield base hit to Aldenys Sanchez, then a walk to Alexander Vargas with two out. But he struck out Augustin Ramirez looking to end it as the Cyclones win it by a final of 7-4. Winning pitcher today is Jace Beck. He improves to 4-4, one perfect inning, or one scoreless inning, that matter, one walk and one strikeout. The loss to Shane Gray, he drops to 0-1, gave up three runs all earned on three hits, no walks, two strikeouts in an inning. Paul Gervais, his third save of the series, his sixth of the year, one perfect and one scoreless inning, one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. Final line score today, Brooklyn 7 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Hudson Valley 4 runs, 9 hits, an error. They left 8. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,269. Take a look around the South Atlantic League and the Mets affiliates as well as Major League Baseball before we say goodbye today. Hickory, a 6-3 win over Rome in 10. Greensboro beats Wilmington 8-1. Jersey Shore outslugs Winston-Salem at 7-5. Aberdeen stays a half game back of Brooklyn. They defeat Bowling Green today by a final of 8-4. And top of the eighth in South Carolina, Asheville leading Greenville 3-0. Mets affiliate scoreboard. Mets will be in Boston taking on the Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball. Carlos Carrasco against Brennan Bernardino. Triple-A Syracuse falling at home in 10 innings to Buffalo by a final of 10-9. Tomas Nito, Abraham Almonte home runs there. Double-A Binghamton shuts out Erie 2-0 in the final there. Augustin Ruiz, his 11th home run. Christian Scott, Nolan Clenny, Daniel Juarez, and William Woods combining on a 6-hit shutout of the Tigers affiliate. And single-A St. Lucie, a 12-10 winner today as the road team in their own ballpark against Palm Beach. Jake Reamer, a two-run home run, his 6th. Yoel Martinez, a two-run blast in the 9th, his 8th. Jet Williams reached base 3 times in that ballgame. Sam Coonrod, a perfect inning of relief with a strikeout. Complex League teams did not play on this Sunday. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye, Tigers over the Padres 3-1. Nationals outlast the Giants 6-1. Yankees over the Royals 8-5. Reds sweep the Diamondbacks 7-3. Orioles over the Rays 5-3 in Tampa. Phillies beat the Guardians 8-5 in 10. Marlins walk off the Rockies 3-2 in 10 on a Luis Arraez RBI single. Bottom of the 10th in Minnesota, Twins and White Sox even at 4. Braves double up the Brewers 4-2. Dave Bell Hernandez earning the win in his Major League debut. Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-2 at Wrigley. Rangers double up the Dodgers 8-4. Bottom of the 4th in Oakland, A's 1 and the Astros nothing. A home run from J.J. Bleday, Luis Medina, the former Renegade, against Hunter Brown. Bottom of the 4th in Anaheim, Angels 2, Pirates 1. Shohei Ohtani, his 36th home run of the year. Brian Reynolds, his 10th. Tyler Anderson against the All-Star Mitch Keller. Bottom of the 4th in Seattle, Mariners and Blue Jays tied at 2. Mike Ford, 2-run home run for Seattle, his 11th. Vladimir Guerrero, a 2-run blast, his 17th for Toronto. Alec Manoah against the rookie Brian Wu. And the Mets, as we said, will be on Sunday Night Baseball against the Red Sox. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Cyclones open up a 6-game homestand against Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate, on Tuesday. Neither team has announced a probable starter for that one. Have to imagine it'll be Robert Colina for Brooklyn as he was the one who threw on Wednesday following Cameron Foster's series opening start on Tuesday. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves 15 minutes prior to the 7 p.m. first pitch at 6:45 Eastern. And all you can eat Tuesday at Maimonides Park. To get your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. That'll do it for us on this Sunday afternoon as the Cyclones rally it to defeat Hudson Valley 7-4, matching their largest comeback of the season, coming from down four runs entering the fourth. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. Again, your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 4. We hope to have you with us again on a Tuesday night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Have a wonderful Monday. Talk to you on Tuesday night from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.